Track 11, Black Gold. Artists and barbecue chefs know it and love it, but just how is it made? Serena Shores meets a father and daughter team making Norfolk charcoal.
To those who produced it centuries ago, it meant days carefully monitoring a conical mound of logs, earth and moss, piecing and filling holes in the kiln to restrict oxygen intake. The challenge was to light the shaft or chimney of wood chips and keep the logs smouldering without going out or going up in flames. So exacting was this process that those who made a living from it would sit on one-legged stools to prevent them from falling asleep. The goal, thin blue smoke, which meant carbonisation. The prize, something we were taking for granted to be available at every petrol station, but which became scarce during the first lockdown. Charcoal. From glassmaking to barbecue, it's the gypsies' black gold. There really is only one way of doing this job, says charcoal maker and woodsman Matthew Gingell from Stanhoe in northwest Norfolk. This comes about as close as it gets to the traditional practice. From his school days, 50-year-old Matthew was only really interested in one thing, and that was wood. After passing his only exam in woodwork, Matthew quickly took his passion into everything involving timber, running his own sawmill, milling and supplying firewood. I purchased 45 acres of woodland at King's Lynn and produced my own timber, particularly for show jumps for horses, Matthew explains. But with woodland ownership comes the need for careful woodland management, thinning of weaker straight stick trees and harvesting the timber as you go through to allow a greater percentage of light to reach the woodland floor. Around 20 years ago, the outdoor lad with a love of country pursuits found a mentor in farmer Andrew Rayleigh, who imparted his arboreal knowledge. By working with the woodland, Matthew came to appreciate the service that apparent damage can do for the habitat, encouraging an increase in the wild flowers that populate the forest floor, and insects and butterflies, such as the purple hair streak, who thrive in the canopy and crowns left after surgery on the trees. I work on two estates at Kenhill and Stanhoe Farms, says Matthew. Everything is utilised and processed right through to the end, from the brash or sticks at the bottom of the pyramid to wood for fires and the milling of beautiful timbers for estate buildings. Douglas firs for barn structures, oak for beams, sycamore for floorboards and chestnut for weatherboards. The species of local tree depends very much on the soil, and the area is rich in traditional oak, along with ash and sweet chestnut, which makes fantastic charcoal. Whilst delivering log nets in the spring of 2020, Matthew was often asked where charcoal could be bought. Along with the shortage were increasing concerns about the carbon footprint of importing it from overseas. So, the idea for an add-on business, Stanhoe Charcoal, was born. In order to learn about charcoal production, my daughter Bella and I went to Exeter and stayed overnight to see the modern kilns designed specifically for the purpose in action, Matthew remembers. The Exeter retorts, as they're known, were lit at 3 a.m, the principle being to use the natural gases emitted by the wood during heating to fuel the burn. After loading with wood and starting a fire underneath it using offcuts and waste wood, most air sources are sealed and the burn takes 8 to 10 hours until the gas is consumed, leaving the perfectly refined carbon that we prize. Both Matthew and Bella, a keen business studies, economics and biology A-level student, were inspired. We started out with one retort in the spring of 2020 and we simply couldn't keep up with demand, Matthew laughs. We bought a second, built by the company Carbon Compost, and funded by a bounce-back loan. Demand increased simply through word of mouth, he continues. I would walk into a shop and give them a bag of our charcoal, emblazoned with the Norfolk flag, to see if they like it, and it just went from there. Matthew found himself rising earlier and becoming accustomed to the time-consuming watch over the retorts, constantly learning about the different results from wood with dry cells, which hold together to make better charcoal, compared to taking the moisture out slowly from damper wood. Each kiln takes 1.5 cubic metres of Matthew's hand-cut, hand-picked, sustainable hardwood to produce 150 kilos of charcoal. All the kindling comes from his milling business. "I quickly learnt not to be impatient and open the kiln too soon," Matthew smiles. "The temperature must be kept at a constant 450 degrees, and the flare valve at the top of the retort is used to let the gas out and control the rate of burn. The trick is to limit oxygen and allow science to take its course." Matthew has formed a market which he can sustain and supplies all along the Norfolk coast from Heacham to Cromer, furnishing everyone from farm shops to chefs. "Those wanting to use the charcoal for prime steaks certainly know good from bad," he says. Although she's due to go to Cirencester to study farm management, Bella's involvement in their future expansion into three retorts will be ongoing. Bella needed a practical project for her extended project qualification and came upon the idea of producing fire lighters from wood shavings dipped in beeswax, supplied by Norfolk Honey on our neighbouring farm, Matthew says proudly. Her working business has grown into a profitable sideline, and I look forward to working with her in the holidays. We're a fantastic team.